just got done with the Hormel Entrepreneurship Competition, and you have one of the winners once again. The participants did very well in the competition here with us, don't you?
We do. We have Evan Messersmith with us, and he has won first prize with the Hormel competition this year, and I'm very happy to let him talk a little bit about his business.
Evan, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, Rich. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, sir. Doing good. Tell us a little bit about the whole process. So when this first came, I mean, the Hormel Entrepreneurship Competition has been around for a long time, and a chance for somebody with a prospering business to get going, and you went through all the things that kind of go along with it. How'd you like it this year?
Oh, I thought that it was a great experience. I think that we started at October.
Right.
That was when we first started, and then we started into the entrepreneurial business class, and then that went over through the winter, and then we had these finalists were selected, I think, in April. Hmm. And then we got to do our presentations at the end of that. So it was a really good experience. I was extremely pleased to be a part of it because of all of the other great businesses that were in there, and that was a really good networking opportunity to meet with them, and we shared ideas and shared thoughts, and it was a really good experience.
Everybody's there has the same goal, is to get their business going, don't they?
Yeah. Yep, of course. Of course. And that was the thing, too, that I really valued their input, because everybody had different ideas and different thoughts about how to do those things. And then reading through other people's business plans and giving them feedback on what we thought and what would work and what wouldn't. And it was just a wonderful experience.
Tell us a little bit about what your business, the presentation, everything. What do you do?
Yeah, of course. So our business is called Sunny Valley Aerial. My wife and I kind of started that in the fall of 2023. And it is just a agriculture spray drone application sales service type of business. So if anybody wants to start using sprayer drones for themselves, we actually sell and we service them as well. But most of it got started based on me seeing a need in agriculture for that type of application. And so a lot of people wanted to try that application, and I was blessed enough to know a lot of people in the agriculture community where I lived, and so that's how it got started.
Cool.
So
drones are being talked about more and more all the time, aren't they?
They are, and you see them in the news, too. Mm-hmm. Some good things and some bad things, mm-hmm. But I do think that this is an emerging technology that will be more used. Obviously, we're not replacing ground rigs, we're not replacing spray planes, mm-hmm. But I think that they are just, they have their place, and a lot of people are going to want to be able to use them for themselves, and also they're going to be seeking out that type of application because it fits in a certain category for sure, so...
Sharon, this is a tough call, but obviously Evan had a really good presentation, didn't he?
Oh, he had a wonderful presentation, and he brought his drone in. And just, you know, when you're really talking about drones, you're kind of thinking the smaller ones. And this was huge. Mm-hmm. We had to take the middle part of our door out to get it in to the building. So it was a great presentation.
And it was even folded up when we were trying to take it. Yeah.
Wow. So that was a first for the East Campus, wasn't over there. We've never had a drone this big in our building before.
No, we certainly haven't.
Yeah, that's terrific. And we always talk every year and promoting the entrepreneurship competition. And in the end, when you come down to the finalists, it's tough. Because everybody has really good presentations, don't they?
We did. We had some wonderful presentations from, we had 8 finalists and broke it down to the top 4. And that was, of course, Evan was first place with Sunny Valley Aerial. Second place was Cakes and Confections with Rebecca Peterson. Third place, Homestead Grains with Julie Staley. And fourth place was Busy Bees Garden and Greenhouse. Mm-hmm. And then other businesses in the mix is Twin Pines Brewing Company, Procrastinators LLC, doing business as a Poor Farm, Wildflower Child Care Center, and McCook News Now. And all of them did a fantastic job and held in there with the business writing plan class. And, you know, that's not an easy class to take.
Mm-hmm. But that's one of the requirements every year, isn't it, for you?
It is. And we're very fortunate to have the McCook College Foundation pay for that class so the students don't have to.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure, Evan, with what you want is going to go a long way to helping your business go forward, isn't it?
Yeah. Every dollar helps, and there was a significant amount of money handed out for all of our businesses. I think that everybody felt like winners walking away from this situation. So I do think that that will help not only my business, but theirs as well. So looking forward to seeing them. And like I said, I made good connections there, and I actually have been in communication with two of those winners as well. And we've just been talking about ideas. And because some of those, like Julie and Busy Bees, they're along the same lines in agriculture. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of the same interests and a lot of the same. So it was really fun to meet them and talk with them. So
this agricultural committee, agricultural state, we're you're talking, you're like me talking about rain. Is it going to rain? We need rain to help our agriculture. We need our farmers and everything every day, don't we?
Well, an old farmer, really wise farmer, once told me that we're one day closer. So one day closer to the next rain. And so we've been blessed recently with some good rains, and I think that this week is looking like a pretty good chance. But I think that. Like he said, it's his words of wisdom, not mine. One day closer to the rain we need.
Well, so. That's good. That's good thinking right there. You bet. So, folks, want to get a hold of you? Do you have a site out there, a website, or social media, stuff like that? Are you involved with that?
Yes, we do have our website is svariel.com. Our social media, and we have a Facebook. My wife has a TikTok, and I don't know the handles exactly that, but if you just look up Sunny Valley Ariel, you'll be able to find it. We have an email. My email is svariel@outlook.com, and my phone number is 308-362-7477. That's the main communication where I get most all of my jobs or most all of my customers through. Look us up.
Do you serve just outside? I mean, just southwest Nebraska? Do you branch outside of the area?
I branch out, southwest Nebraska, from about western part of Kearney all the way to the Colorado border, all the way up to the north, Sand Hills. I think the farthest north we've been is, we went all the way up to like Llewellyn and Oshkosh area actually this year, and we applied some of the burned acres. We did some of that stuff for a test trial for a company. So that was definitely an experience that opened my eyes to some things. So, that's kind of the service area that we operate in.
Yeah, we hope we don't have the fires like we've had this summer. Yeah. And boy, if we don't get any rain, I'm afraid it's going to happen again. But what you do with the equipment you have really helps the firefighters with that, don't they?
Yeah, and they actually, most of those first responders actually have small drones. And I've been able to sell, this is just personal use though, but I've sold like thermal drones and things like that to them as well, so that most of those guys are checking their cows with them. But they're actually really good first responder drones because you can actually put speakers on the top of them, and if somebody's trying to be rescued or whatever else, they can fly the drone out there and they can give them instructions on what they need to do and where they need to be. And the technology is ever advancing.
And it's going to keep getting more and more of it as the year goes by, isn't it?
Exactly. Yep.
You bet.
Exactly.
You bet. Well, I think you've got a winner right here, Ed Sharon. You made a great pick. I mean, they're all great, but Evan's got himself something really good, special right here.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. We were very fortunate to have him in the class, and I'm like you said, they're all winners.
You bet. Now, getting ready, it's every 2 years, right?
Every 2 years.
Uh-huh.
So we'll take this year off, and it will be next October that the applications will be due. So we're looking at October 27th.